This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you looking for an event that celebrates mom entrepreneurs? Well, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Fabiola Simon, with Family Philanthropy Business Moms Brunch. Got it all out. How you doing today?
Doing well. You said it a while, so I'm so good.
Look, we're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
So Family Philanthropy Business Moms Brunch is an annual brunch that I host for the past 4 years in St. Lucie County, and we celebrate local moms in business who exemplify, I am brave, I am resilient, I am strong, and I am impactful. So it's a brunch that fills with education from other local mom business owners, as well as an inspirational piece. And then to end it off is the award ceremony.
Okay. Are you a business owner yourself? How did you get into this business?
So it started, I actually been marketing in the Treasure Coast for about 5 or 6 years now. And it started with just three moms in particular who really, truly inspired me and helped me to just branch out into different fields. And I just wanted to tell them, thank you. That's it. So I was thinking to have a little get together at my house, which at the time we were living in an apartment. But my apartment was really small. It was just me and my husband and my newborn at the time. So I was like, I don't think that will be the best with my four-seater dining table. So I was speaking to my mentor, and she was like, how about it be something a little bit bigger? And man, of course I wanted it to be bigger, and I think the grand gesture should be bigger, but the fear of doing something from scratch, completely from scratch, creating something that no one has ever heard of or done in this town is like nerve-wracking. So I jumped and I did it and got sponsors and the whole nine, and we're on our fourth year this year.
Moms get it done, huh?
I'm trying to tell you.
So what are some of the myths and misconceptions about, I guess, doing events?
I wouldn't say doing events in general, but I would say doing an event that's so niche and putting mom in the title really throws people off. And I get this every single year. And some people say, well, I'm not a mom. I don't want to come. It's not only for mom attendees. I have men attend. I have women who aren't moms attend. I have nominees who aren't moms. It's hard to explain, but when you're a mom, you know that it's a title to an umbrella of multitude of things. You're a wife, you're a mom, you're a business owner. I'm also a president of a nonprofit. We do all the things. So it's towards women who are literally doing all the things and getting it done each and every day. So a big myth or misconception is that you can't attend my event because you're a mom. I get it all the time. One thing I tell people who say that, I will never turn anybody down at the door for them to enter and get inspired, educated, and to celebrate with me these local moms in our community.
Okay, now you didn't tell us what your business was, but I guess it's top secret. But I'm going to ask you, when you're not busy running your business or planning the events, what do you like to fund?
So I do the mom's brunch for fun. actually get paid at all from the 4 years that I've been doing it. It's completely volunteered by me, and I put my own funds and my own business as a sponsor. I'm actually at one of my properties, so I am a short-term rental property management. So I have about 40 clients that I manage their Airbnb, VRBO properties. I typically use it for my office if I'm in between showing or in between properties. This is a studio. And I'm just doing quality checks where I come and make sure the cleaner or whoever was here got it done. But for fun, I plan the Fab Mom Brunch. It's a year thing. I start planning in about October all the way to May. And I've been doing it for the past 4 years. So I do that for fun. I don't get paid to do it. And I'm hoping to add a few more things to the yearly events.
But I'm sure you want some downtime where you let your hair down. I know you had a chance to maybe enjoy the Super Bowl yesterday and do little fun things that you smile and laugh at. Part of you that gives us the balance.
So my family, I travel a lot with my husband. Me, my husband, my daughter, we're going to Mexico in April. We're going to take some trips in July with my daughter. We go a lot with my daughter. Kansas, came from Kansas in December, North Carolina. Like, we definitely travel a lot. And also, I'm a president of a nonprofit, so that's a place where I can kind of let my hair down, because we do a lot of things in the community, such as donation drives at different restaurants and things of that nature. So I'm able to play bingo with the girls, or we have our annual Christmas party and our end of the year party that's coming up. So those are definitely my let down my hair places.
Okay, let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about one hardship, one life challenge, something that you went through. You can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Leaving my normal 9-to-5 job. And I wouldn't even say a 9-to-5 job. I was a marketer. So it was really 7:30 till about 9:30 p.m. that I would be working. And after I had my daughter, I was off for about 3 months. And then I went back to work and realized that you can't. Like, your priorities change. And so after speaking with my husband and making the decision to dive off on my own and venture into property management and Airbnbs, and a place where I knew nothing about, was probably scary, but it's been 2 years that I've been self-employed. So yeah, I've been killing it, but that was definitely a jump to take. And I think as I give props to my husband for allowing me to do that and holding down our family as I navigate these new waters, and being able to venture into Airbnb has definitely been allowing us to venture into different prospects. So on top, under the umbrella of property management, I have a cleaning company. So that like trickles down and allows me to venture off to make, you know, income this way, income that way, so on and so forth.
You're not messing around. It sounds like you have tree business.
Technically, I have two. It's the umbrella that holds it all together.
Yeah, growing is all about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And it seems like you're doing that quite well. Fabiola, I want you to tell our listeners one thing they should remember about family, philanthropy, business, mom's brunch.
The objective of the brunch for everyone to attend is to leave inspired. You won't believe the stories, the cards in the mail, the text messages that I get every year after the event. And that's what really drives the next event for me to do it without any hesitation. It's more needed than people think. And I think we overthink the value of telling someone thank you, and telling someone thank you in a big way. So if I could leave you with one thing, is whoever woman that you're around, just look them in the eye, genuinely say thank you, and see the wall come down.
I'm sure we have a few mom entrepreneurs out there, and there's probably one word on their lips, and that's how. How can they get more information on family, philanthropy, business, mom's brunch?
So the best way to follow the journey and get more information is I am completely Facebook marketing when it comes to the Fat Mom Brunch. So if you go on Facebook right now and you type in 4th annual FAB, Fab Mom's Brunch, the event will pop up. You can also follow me on Facebook. I am a creator, so you don't have to be friends, but you can follow me on Facebook at Fabiola Simon, and also you'll get updates there too.
And for those moms that not so quite computer savvy that like to just push the buttons on the phone, is there a number you like to share?
772-202-0882. And that way you can.
Listen, Fabiola, we really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your company the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.